I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I used to joke that being a mom was coffee, 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 then wine, 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 wine. About 4 years ago, I got in the habit of pouring myself a glass of white wine after work. It seemed to calm me down. It gave me a head start on the real relaxation that would come after my kids were bathed, read to, and asleep in their beds. I drink a few glasses of an old world red with dinner. Being able to identify subtle characteristics of good wine affirmed for me that I was drinking discerningly. It meant my thirst wasn't gluttonous or haphazard, but I could polish off the better part of a bottle by myself. Sometimes, drinking, it felt like I was being guided along by someone else. My thought process, my inner monologue, took different turns. I felt clever, entertaining, not just my plain old ordinary self. In the first dream I had about my drinking, I was standing at a microphone, addressing an audience. Try as I might, I couldn't help slurring my words. My remarks were riddled with nonsense. People I know in real life sat in the audience. After the presentation was over, they wouldn't make eye contact with me. The second dream I had about my drinking began on the morning of the day my reputation was instantly and irreversibly ruined. I couldn't for the life of me figure out what I had done, and nobody would tell me. The dream was permeated by the clear sense that whatever had befallen me was my own fault. I kept drinking. Sometimes I had to drink more just to get to the place that first glass of wine was supposed to take me. I began to suspect there was a question I needed to ask myself. I lived for a while working up the courage to ask it, denying it was a question I already knew the answer to. I stood alone in the kitchen one night drinking wine while my young children gave themselves their bath, and I was ashamed. One day, I was a drinker. The next, I was an ex-drinker. A braver person would say, one day I came to understand I am an alcoholic. I consider myself lucky. The best way I can describe the change is to call it an unburdening. I feel a sense of relief, as if sobriety were a gift given to me. Today's poem is by Indiana-based poet Kaveh Akbar. Portrait of the Alcoholic with Withdrawal. Everyone wants to know what I saw on the long walk away from you. I couldn't eat and didn't sleep for an entire week. I can hardly picture any of it now, save the fox I thought was in the grass, but wasn't. I remember him quiet as a telescope, tiny as a plutonian moon. Everything else was wilding around us, the sky and the wind, the riptides and the rogue comet blasting toward Earth. Do you remember this? I introduced myself by one of the names I kept back then. The fox was so still, I could have called him anything. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter @slowdownshow.